This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
18 past the hour. Recently, President Obama only fielded questions from female reporters, and White House correspondent for American Urban Radio, April Ryan, asked the president the last question of the year.
The room was more than packed in the White House briefing room for President Obama's last press conference of 2014. The history was made when he called on six reporters who happened to be all women. President Obama summed up the year on a positive note. In an answer to my question, President Obama said the general theme from 2014 into 2015 is that we have to go through difficult times. The president gave examples to include immigration with a fix to the influx of children coming across the border. He also used an example of Ebola. He says this should generate confidence. President Obama.
Mistakes that are made and all the bad things that happen and the crises that look like they're popping, and I understand that. But through persistent effort and faith in the American people, things get better.
Filling in for Roland Martin this morning is April Ryan. How are you, April?
I'm fine, Skip. Good morning, Skip, Jackie, and Gary.
Good morning.
Well, yes, Friday I did ask President Obama the last question. I also asked him about the state of Black America. But Saturday morning, there was a terrible turn of events that began when an African-American, Ishmael Brinsley, shot his ex-girlfriend in the stomach in the Baltimore area, then traveled to Brooklyn, New York. The suspect fatally shot two New York police officers in the head while they were in their patrol car. His Instagram account says he was retaliating for the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner. The suspect, a short time later, took his own life, and President Obama has condemned the acts, and so has the Attorney General. The victims of the NYPD are Rafael Ramos and Wen Jianlu. And with us this morning is former head of the U.S. Commission for Civil Rights, Mary Frances Berry. And former Commissioner Berry, as we are stunned and greatly saddened over these fatal, horrific shootings of these two officers, you believe this tragedy complicates the work of the Obama task force to begin to correct the problems with law enforcement in the Black community. Why?
Because now the focus, we will go through all the business of attacking the protesters, blaming them. The task force will have to give a lot of space to praising the police instead of just focusing on how the police should improve. They probably maybe won't even notice how inefficient the police are, given that they had noticed that the shooter who was ill, mentally ill, was on his way and didn't even get it out to the street level. And it's unfortunate that these two recent recruits are part of the diversity in the department that's new. It's mostly a white police force. However, they'll have to be balanced. But by the way, we should remember that the protesters didn't cause Brinsley to target the police. The police, by the fact that there was abusive behavior, caused the protesters to protest. The fact that these people with Michael Brown was shot and that Tamir Rice was shot, that Eric Garner was chokehold, caused the protesters to protest, and those were police who did it. So the police caused themselves to be targeted. And so what needs to happen is that we ought to understand that. It's sort of like in the 60s when we protested in the civil rights movement, and they would blame us when the police came out and beat us up and said, if you hadn't been out there, then they wouldn't have done that. And when the people protested in the 70s when Black men were arrested on the street and beaten up and we would all come out and protest, they would say, well, the reason why you're getting beat up is because you're out there protesting. Now stop. And people do that all around the world when people protest. We should continue to protest. We should express our sorrow that this happened. But I think what the police should do is that they should denounce the bad actors among themselves. They should come out with T-shirts that say, we are not Darren Walker Wilson, and we are not the Daniel Pantaleo, and we reject them, and we reject the idea of killing people who are not doing anything where we should kill them. And then I think that the protesters, they ought to join the protesters in protesting against the bad apples among them. Even though this is a very sad thing and it's going to be complicated, as we have seen, for de Blasio, for all the other people, and for those of us who have police officers in our family who are good police officers and who are trying to do their job.
Hmm. Well, former Commissioner Berry, it is a very sensitive time, and it's a very complicated time, as you just defined, but how do we technically, legalistically, politically, and just as everyday citizens beyond marching and keeping the voices heard, successfully move forward to support law enforcement, but at the same time call for those improvements and be heard for there to be some substantive change?
I want the task force and then President Obama, when he receives the report, to come out and say just what I've tried to say and will repeat in a different way, that we all have police officers. We know police officers. We know good ones. Some of them have them in our families. We rely on them to take care of us, and we appreciate that. We also need to do something about mentally ill people who have guns. That ought to be an issue, too, in this thing.
That issue has been dealt with, and they can't even move forward
beyond the
NRA.
Right, and maybe this should help us to try to realize that even though we police officers may be abusive, some of them, it doesn't mean that we should go out back to the 60s and 70s when we used to go out and yell, off the pigs, you know. That's a blast from the past. That's not going to solve the problem. In fact, it will make the bad actors more inclined to shoot some of us, which means we have to be even more careful. So that's not the right way to go about it. So the report should point all of that out and say that what we should do is work on trying to make police more efficient, that's the first thing, and to make them more aware of the community in which they're working and hope that these shooting incidents will not take place. And if we can do that politically, we might move forward on solving this problem.
And quickly, do you believe the next president of the United States needs to continue the sensitivities on these issues?
Yes, and I also think we ought to have somebody black run for the president in the primaries. Just because we have Obama, that doesn't mean we should all sit down and say there shouldn't be anybody else black running for president ever again. Maybe a black woman. Maybe a black woman. Maybe Kamala Harris out there in California is the attorney general. She is a down sister. Or maybe Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts. He's been a very successful two-term governor. We have such narrow cast thinking. We say we have Obama now, so now let's just go on. We've already had a black president. We did that before Jesse ran in 84. So let's have somebody run in the primaries.
Well, thank you so much, former commissioner of the U.S. Commission of Civil Rights, Mary Frances Berry. We're going to continue to update you guys on this story. Back to you, Skip, Jackie, and Gary.
Thank you so much, April Ryan. You have a wonderful holiday season there, honey. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.